The next patient is Charles Panakia. The last name is P-A-N-A-C-K-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 47-year-old white male that is a patient of Ms. Andrea Walker, APRA. Then has been referred to this practice for evaluation of the kidney function. At the present time, the patient has a laboratory workup that was obtained in February the 29th of 2024, in which the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 14, and a estimated GFR of 70 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 303 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And the albumin creatinine ratio is just 9. At this moment, we are going to just follow the patient continue the determination of the proteinuria, and if there is some variation at that time, we will intervene. Number two, the patient has persistent elevation of the calcium. The latest calcium is 10.6. Two considerations for the primary care is the discontinuation of hydrochlorothiazide and use a loop diuretic in order to avoid hypercalcemia, and also discontinue the use of pantoprazole given the established relation with the calcium increasing the absorption through the gastrointestinal symptom at the expense of PTH. Following number, the patient has a psoriasis that is on Otezla and Stelara. Following number, the patient has severe hypertriglyceridemia that has to be treated through the diet. The patient is in fenofibrate. And we are going to defer the treatment of the hyperlipidemia to the primary. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on pantoprazole. HH2 inhibitor as famotidine is recommended. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to nicotine abuse. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.